This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Other people are paying attention to what's going on in the world through the lenses in our eyes, and then they have their own thoughts as well. Feel free to express on Twitter if you'd like, at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. This is the Tuesday DJB program. July 14th is upon us, and with Jennifer back in the saddle from her perch in California, I suppose we start with what has changed. More restrictions, bad management. This should be a lesson that, well, both of you live in places where there are lessons. I could crow and say, well, Massachusetts is the best in the country. New York is fabulous. But you guys in New Jersey and California, you suck.
So people aren't taking it seriously here. So in New Jersey, so we're only a week behind California, I think, at this point. They had already shut down the beaches because there were so many people on the sand, totally on top of each other, and there was no room left on the beach, and the people were sitting with their beach chairs on the boardwalk because there was no room left on the sand, and the cops had to come in and shut down our beach. That's just stupid. So if people want to act that way, in our community yesterday, there was a town hall meeting, and people are just fed up with it. All these tourists are coming in. No one's wearing a mask. No one's social distancing. We're going to be right where Jen is in California now.
What it does.
See, I wish I could say it was that people aren't taking it seriously here. People have been. People have been wearing masks. There hasn't been a lot of crowding on the beaches. But not one person in our government is talking about the connection between the protests that went on in Los Angeles and San Diego and San Francisco and the spike in cases. Not one of them. And it's unfortunate because we're all being punished and our businesses are being punished because we have a group of elected officials who don't want to talk about reality. And it's too bad because people are wearing the mask. The mask has been mandatory since, for at least a month, maybe more.
So LA Unified says no schools. And so this is having impact
I wish this was actually about the school, because it was announced yesterday that LA Unified and the San Diego School District were not going to have classes. And so I started digging around a little bit because, as you know, Jeff, my fiancé, has kids, and he was not happy with the education that they received in distance learning from the LA Unified School District.
Most people tell you they didn't get any.
Maybe an hour. An hour of stuff. And so he's now panicking because he also manages people who are also panicking, going, what are we going to do with our kids? And so I started looking around in this, and my mom, who taught for, this is not a comment necessarily against the teachers or the students. This is about the teachers' union, who has taken control of this and is trying to use this as a political issue. And our kids have become pawns in this game. The teachers' union, and my mom actually looked this up because she's like, this can't be right. And she goes, yeah, it is right, because she looked it up on the National Educators Association website. Apparently, the teachers' union announced on Friday, and I don't know how this got by a lot of people because it's been a few days since then, that they will not reopen. Their teachers will not allow a reopening unless certain conditions are met. Those certain conditions, privately operated, publicly funded charter schools are shut down. Police are defunded. Medicare for all, government-run health care is passed. A statewide wealth tax is implemented. Housing for homeless is fully funded. Financial support for undocumented students and families. And they want a federal bailout because the CARES and HEROES Act provided funding for K-12.
So,
and that
both
fell short of what they would need to rescue the district.
Here's the solution. Do what officials in Camden, New Jersey did yesterday with the police. Fire them all and start over again. They've completely dismantled their police force. Do you think
why should this the teachers union... What does this have to do with the coronavirus?
It has nothing to do with any of it. I'm saying that's why you get rid of them all.
No,
and start over again.
Ab- Absolutely not. Here's the thing, Doug. The school district should be open if it's safe for the kids to go. It should
not
be.
But why would you have people in there who don't want to be there? Their attitude is not an education.
I don't care. My rallying cry.
Attitudinally,
I hope everybody pulls their kids out of school and starts homeschooling. Screw them. If they don't want, you know,
you're still paying taxes for something. If you don't pay your taxes, they'll take your house from you.
If they are that inept that they can't keep,
of course they are.
Then parents should pull them out.
You should start a recall movement for all of them.
It's already done. But guess what? The recall movement has not gone anywhere because they can't magically collect enough signatures because they always get thrown out by the Secretary of State, Alex Padilla. So the recall efforts go nowhere because everybody's in bed with each other. So this to me, look, if you want to have a conversation about the police, go have it. But it should not be contingent upon whether or not teachers go back to school. One has nothing to do with the other. Healthcare has nothing to do with the teachers
of
going
course,
back to school.
I'd
love to solve the homeless problem, too. It has nothing to do with when teachers should go back and teach.
That's why I'm saying, with the attitude that these people have, with this kind of ridiculous focus on things that have nothing to do with education, you see where their real heart and soul is, where their heads are. And they aren't interested in anything other than collecting their paycheck and doing whatever political or social things, and they've inundated the school system with their values, and so many kids are getting these values imposed on them, and they're thinking, oh, this is okay, let's keep this going.
To me, this is like a congressional bill with pork, and I don't care what happens. Look, this happens on both sides of the aisle. This shouldn't even be political, and we should just understand that this happens, but it shouldn't happen when it comes to our kids. It really shouldn't. We shouldn't be able to say, well, we'll do this if you do that. This isn't transactional. People are supposed to be closed down because it's dangerous for people
to go places.
But what's
the fix? There's nobody disagreeing. Anybody who's got any common sense is not going to disagree with this. Megan called me last night. She said, Dad, you won't believe what happened here. And it was about Miles starting school. And so I said, okay, we'll figure out a way to send him to private school. We'll come up with the money somehow. And said, because he's at the age.
Is his school closed again?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, no. He's in a private school now.
Right.
But he's supposed to go into first grade.
Oh, first grade. Okay.
In late August. And then they shut the thing down. So Megan throwing up her hand, said, Dad, what am I supposed to do? We can qualify for this, 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 and this, but still isn't enough to pay. And I said, well, we'll figure out because he thrives on this interaction with his friends and with, excuse me, others who are his age. And how many people, look at the thousands, tens of thousands of youngsters who are especially younger and impressionable and starting to build a life based on what their school experiences are, and these clowns, these a-holes that are running the school system, and obviously they have support from the membership, want to do all kinds of things that basically create a third world, another country. California wants to be another country, or at least the people that are running it, or think they're running it. And so we have these restrictions on everything in the world, including schools and health facilities and whatever else.
Yeah, just to give you the list, if you haven't
gyms,
heard. So, so anything that is indoor, basically. So that would apply to restaurants, which a lot of restaurants already had to comply with that. But now gyms, worship centers, so churches are all shut down again. All the gyms shut down. Hair salons, personal care services, the malls. Everybody's shut down again. My cousin, I've told you guys this before, is a hairstylist. She just went back to work, like a month ago at the most. Yeah. And now she's shut down again. And in a lot of places, people aren't thinking about how this impacts, like, the most vulnerable in our society. She is someone who comes in and watches her daughter, her daughter's almost two. And so when she goes to work, she has this nanny come in and watch the daughter. Well, now the nanny's out of work. The nanny doesn't get paid unemployment. The nanny can't apply for any program. She's just now home. She's got a kid of her own. So what does she do? I mean, there's so many offshoots from this that just...
People are not thinking. They're not.
Yeah, it's... And
it's
when we're already talking about the most vulnerable, they're the ones that are being impacted the most by this, by the schools being closed. It's just...
Making my reference to Camden, New Jersey a little more focused, the city has decided that they want to dismantle the police force and build a new one. It stresses a less confrontational approach toward their residents. The efforts to reduce the use of force have made it one of the most compelling turnaround stories in law enforcement. If you look at what they've done, stark reduction in the number of excessive force complaints against the police, driving down the murder rate, which is, you know, if you look at Camden, not far from where you are, Victoria, the danger zone, it's like danger, Will Robinson there. The chief of the police said, if you're looking to be a high-speed operator, we're probably not the right department, referring to the type of officer he doesn't want to attract. If you're looking to be a guardian figure in your neighborhood, this place is for you. Guardian angels, referring to, what's his face, the talk show host. What's this guy? What is
Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis, yeah, right, that sort of thing. So anyway.
We're like the DJV players, Victoria.
I know.
rethinking policing, rethinking public service, dire financial situations that confront us all. It's time for rethinking, and you can't think the old way and expect to have new results. You just can't. They need new results, which requires new thinking. There isn't any, or there's very little of it, in these places that are backward. You know, as much as I've been critical of the governor of Massachusetts for some of the things that he's done, somebody's doing something right here, because we have pretty much zero across the board. No new cases, nobody's in the hospital, you know, that kind of stuff. Staying with California for a second, the star of The Real Housewives, Lisa Vanderpump, has closed her restaurant in Beverly Hills because of this, I'm guessing, right? They haven't got enough money to reopen.
I think that's only part of it. Her lease was coming to an end, and the landlord wouldn't negotiate for better terms, I guess, because of hardship. So I think it's a combination of the coronavirus shutting them down and them not really being able to secure a new lease that they could afford. I think that's going to happen. She's famous, and the restaurant is featured on the show, and so everybody, you know, around the country knows about that restaurant, and about Lisa Vanderpump. But I think that's going to happen with a lot of places, because landlords are feeling the crunch, as well as, you know, the people who run restaurants. And if the restaurants can't pay the rent, then what do the landlords do? They can't pay the mortgage on the property.
Well,
so
but who's going to come in and who's going to come in and replace the people that are there? Better
no
to get
clue.
Something than
nothing. That's what I think.
You
yeah.
go up and down the street, and you see all of the for sale, for lease, for
yep.
rent, office
space.
It's
only going to get worse.
And
yep.
so you know, you take what you can get and hope that that'll help you. It's better than nothing. I don't get that thinking at all. What
I know.
This stuff is growing on trees.
Well, maybe the landlord thought, you know, she's famous, and they have a, you know, they're on a TV show, so maybe he figured, you know, they could price gouge him. But
on his part. Yeah. Here's something that is good thinking on your part, a way for you to brighten and whiten your smile. If you're a coffee drinker, tea drinker, red wine drinker, like blueberries, whatever it is that stains your teeth, time to call on Power Swabs, which works in just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays, nothing that'll annoy you. All you have to do is snap the tube, swab your teeth and smile, and in 5 minutes, those stains start going away. Removing the stains on your natural teeth, your caps, veneers, all of that happens with Power Swabs. Thank you very much. PowerSwabs.com is where you go. Use the code DJV10. What does that mean? Well, obviously you're giving credit to the DJV show for having sent you to PowerSwabs.com. They'll, with that code, take 40% off the retail price of $99, and then the 10 means they take another $10 off, plus free shipping. You get 7 stain-out swabs, you get the free stain-out quick stick, all kinds of, and the explanation is how it works. Intensive teeth whitening, that's what you get, a free stain-out quick stick, free shipping, no strips, no trays, no sensitivity. It's powerswabs.com, code DJV10, for that white, bright smile that you've been searching for. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bar is the name of a song from Miranda Lambert. She's now released a video set to her new single, Stark Images of Nashville's Nightlife. That's no longer in existence, really. Industry that's been struggling since both a tornado tore through there in March and, of course, the virus itself. The video is filmed on location at bars that have closed or were shut down because of the storm damage. And then the video underscores how much the nightlife culture relies on human connection, of course. Ms. Lambert says, quote, without people jostling for space at a bar or holding court on a stool, the rooms lack a beating heart. They're temples without worshipers. To capture the desolation, director Steve John gained access to downtown Nashville's staples like Legends and the Stage, shot the facades, some of them all boarded up, of East Nashville haunts Three Crow, Beyond the Edge, and Drifters. There's a bright spot, however. The clip opens and ends on images of the newly rebuilt Basement East, popular live venue that was destroyed during the tornado. So this song, Dark Bars, follow-up to Miranda Lambert's previous single, Bluebird. Do we have a little clip of that? Let's see how different it sounds.
I'm really into this song.
Bluebird?
Yeah, this whole album, the Wild Card album, I love
it. It sounds kind of dark, though.
This song, it's really not as dark.
Yeah. Let's listen a little. Crank it up for a while. We listened yesterday, Jennifer, to a couple of country tunes. Well, it was a resurgence. Bill Anderson is moving along and has some new music out. But we had something else. What was it, Victoria, that sounded like old country and we all liked it? I forget what it was. No, off the top of my head. But it was
Tyler Childers?
Yeah, maybe. The new country does seem to be the most of its downer stuff. And even though that may be the reality, it doesn't make you feel better. I always look for music to make me feel better. That's why I like the news from Willie Nelson.
Is pretty much an uplifting song, though. The message is, if everything around you starts to fall apart, keep the light on in your soul and the bluebird in your heart.
Yeah.
So
okay,
it kind of like keeps singing, keep the lights on. You know.
Yep. Willie Nelson releasing music, but he's been around for seven decades, since the early 50s. His enthusiasm for finding great songs remains unmatched. New album is called The First Rose of Spring. And this is a song called I'm the Only Kind of Hell My Mama Never Raised. Want to crank this up a little?
I had to get some money, but lately I've learned how to get it back. Those neon lights were calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down.
So, there's something about Willie. He's held on to that sound that he created.
Yeah, I thought he sounded not quite as good.
What, here?
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Yeah. Well, he's
87.
But he still has, there's that beat, there's the twang, there's the message. He embraces the songs of his country friends on this new album, songs by Toby Keith, Chris Stapleton, and then some of the highlights are when he sings the songs of his old friends. He's covered Johnny Paycheck's Outlaw Rocker, I'm the Only Kind of Hell My Mama Ever Raised, which you're listening to, becoming a favorite. Sharing a similar melody with Nelson's 70 Outlaw classic anthem, Me and Paul. I'm trying to remember that. What is that? So crank that up, will you?
Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling,
that
but I'm finally
like
standing upright.
Yeah, well, so that's 40 years ago. Yeah. He sings about turning to a life of crime for money, robbing a liquor store, or winding up in jail, or he's longing for the good old days. His cover of Billy Joe Shaver's We're the Cowboys, even more timely than it was when it was released in 1981, with the lyrics, Cowboys are average American people, Texicans, Mexicans, black men, and Jews. They love this old world and they don't want to lose. They're counting on me and they're counting on you. I think that's something that is appropriate, isn't it, huh? For the times that we're in. First Rose of Spring, now available in wide release all across a number of streaming platforms, various hard copy formats as well. So, Willie Nelson out with some new music for us to celebrate at 29 past the hour on the Tuesday DJV show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many businesses in California are frustrated with Governor Gavin Newsom. He's ordered many indoor businesses in the state to close, including bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and hair salons. He's trying to counter a surge in coronavirus cases. KNX's Frank Botek reports.
Beverly Hills hair salon owner Giuseppe Franco reopened his salon less than a month ago after a three-month shutdown at the start of the coronavirus crisis. He says California's decision to shut down many indoor businesses again, including his, is a gut punch for him, customers, and employees.
I mean, you've been knocked down two times in one round. After the third knockdown, the fight is over. There's no way I'm getting knocked down. Not now.
Franco says this unexpected announcement makes it essential that more government help is extended to employees and business owners impacted by the ongoing crisis.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
One Republican senator says more stimulus money should be coming. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. next Monday. Now, one of the big things on the agenda will be another stimulus bill. And according to Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, they'll be under some time deadlines, but they should be able to get something done.
Well, there are a couple of deadlines, as you mentioned. One is the enhanced unemployment insurance benefits that run out on July 31st. The other is the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been so successful. That runs out on August 8th. That's helped keep about 50 million people on a payroll. And in Wyoming, we have 13,000 of those loans. So, yeah, there's an urgency to get this done. A lot of different things in the components of it. The question is, should it include additional relief checks for people who have still not been able to get back to work, certainly in hard-hit industries, whether it's the service industry, the hospitality industry. You know, we did that once before, but that was at people up to $95,000. We're looking at a lower number there. And then the unemployment insurance, as you raised, these are enhanced benefits where they've been paying people $600 a week above their own state unemployment benefits.
Listen to the news anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of July, almost halfway through the month. It's Tuesday. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is the J. Victoria Keelan is the V. And we are here at your service and on your side. But let this be a lesson to you, ladies. Lady from Nashua, New Hampshire, on a radio station that I used to be on. There have been two or three different stations in Nashua that have carried this program over the years. She went on to Facebook and posted a video ranting about workers that needed to speak English. And because of that, the radio station dropped her program, saying that they wouldn't tolerate discrimination. So
It was a lot more than that she said. It was she's horrific. She's horrible. She's a despicable human being.
Yeah.
I mean,
there a lot of those people on the air?
I don't know about on the air, but she filmed herself. Normally other people film disgustingness like that. She filmed it on her own. She is proud of it and owning it. So,
What makes people
laugh? What did she say? Do we know?
Angry. We can't say some of the stuff.
It was just a whole lot of just disgusting racial stuff. And she was yelling at landscape workers. And I guess she thought that they worked for the state. And so she had this whole big rant about, you know, the state shouldn't hire people that don't speak English. And it turns out they work for a private landscaping company. It was a whole thing. It was just, I don't even like talking about people like that. But she's despicable.
But you wonder what it is that gets people to the point of being that angry. What is there that mobilizes the anger?
I hope she gets some therapy, you know, because obviously she's disturbed. She's, like you said, she's a very angry person. Yeah. And
but there are so many of these angry people around. That's my question. I want to stay away from people like that. I don't want to hear them. But yet there are so many more of them. Or are we just paying more attention because of social media to the people who broadcast this hate crap? Ate something else.
Yeah. I think those people get a lot more attention than they deserve. If we didn't give them a lot of attention,
right,
they wouldn't be doing it over and over again.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people saying gross things on both sides of the aisle, and it gets a lot of attention. So I think, I don't know, I just want to ignore it.
I
took two wonderful days off from three wonderful
right,
days.
Right, you check out from the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, I could not sleep. Now, obviously, there was stuff going on in my neighborhood, but I could not sleep last night because I spent the day getting caught up on the news, trying to get, you know, prepped and all this stuff so that I'd be ready to go for the week. And it's disheartening. It is so flippin' depressing right now to listen to how angry people are.
Well, is this a collective of where we are, given the virus and what that creates? I mean, look at the...
I don't even blame the virus for the negativity. I really don't. It's people's reaction, using it.
It gives you an opportunity to be angry about stuff. And then the Black Lives Matter stuff and the election. And, you know, you see how what we're dealing with here with the Chinese, the punishments to cities that are in districts that Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are in, after the U.S. imposed travel bans and froze assets of some of the Chinese politicians, Communist Party secretary, one of them, the groups, you know, the treatment of ethnic religious people and how that, and people, is it just us? Are the Chinese going after people around the world? Because
yes,
for the most part, they are.
Yeah.
You remember the perfect example of France.
They went
and bought up all of the PPE equipment because they knew how bad the virus was going to be. They bought it all up so they could sell it back to countries around the world who were desperate for it. They sold it back to them at a premium and made sure that part of their negotiation they could bring in Huawei and ZTE into the country. That's what France did. France signed away all their rights to their citizens' privacy because they had no choice. They had to get masks and they had to get gowns.
So the Chinese has this right where they want.
And I think, just you know what it is? I think, and I'll just take... just to speak about what I feel like I'm going through right now, and maybe you guys feel like it too. I don't know. I just feel like for a long time, I'm a pretty, as much as I consider myself to be a realist, I've always felt that I'm sort of an optimist. You know, with I'm a realist with an optimist flair, right? And I think what's killing me right now is that I'm actually waking up to the fact that there are people out there who just have evil intentions. Like, I've always thought, like, people do things I don't agree with, but they don't actually have, like, bad... they're not coming from a bad place. But this teachers union thing, it really, like, ripped blinders off my eyes going, there's a snake pit in everything. Like, and it's real. It's not just, it's not something that people like Cree and go, oh, those are bad people. Like, I never believe that stuff. Like, look, I disagree with people that I love in my life all the time, and I never feel like those people are coming from a bad place. But when you actually see it, and you actually see it written on their website that this is what they want, it's like, it's just...
It's disheartening.
It's really disheartening.
We've become so, we think, oh, wow, isn't all the social media great and isn't the technology fabulous and it's making our world better? It really isn't and hasn't made our world better. It's made it faster. It's made maybe our intentions a little more real. You find out what people are really like this woman in New Hampshire. But, you know, enough of understanding the negativity, the badness of the Chinese government, the politicians, the party members, what they're doing, and they have no, they're not flinching. They have been given, because the world has given them permission by paying them to create all of this stuff. I went to an auto parts place yesterday to buy stuff I needed. I was out in a parts run. And I looked at all of the things that I bought, like light bulbs, things, you know, that you need for the directional lights to work and all of the lights on the vehicles to work. So I get a well-known brand, General Electric, and I look at the box. And the box says, made in China. And I said to the guy behind the counter, I'm not buying these bulbs. They're made in China. He said, there are no bulbs available in this country that are not made in China. what the hell are we doing to ourselves? Have we done to ourselves because we're either so damn cheap or we're asleep, we have it too good, and we let these people inculcate and get into every piece of fiber in our whether it's relationships or business. My God.
Why are they still considered a developing nation? That's what I want to know.
They are
the most competitive nation to the United States. Why are they considered a developing nation to be given
the extra benefits? The problem is we put them there, and I think they are that devious. They're behind the disruption, the Black Lives Matter, not that we don't need to address it, but the riots and the protesting. Don't put it past them to have created the ability through whatever mechanisms they have in this country to create all of that stuff. And all the other things that are, and we're thinking about letting them buy into our broadcast facilities and things like, wake up, people. The world is too big. We have too many people in it. Not the world itself is built, but population is uncontrollable. And you see that everywhere there. You think they're not enjoying watching the disruption that happens in the police business and what other public services we have that we've let the unions, for whatever the reason, get a stranglehold? I don't know what's worse, the Chinese and their inculcation or some of the union movements that are strangling us. It just is enough, already enough. Okay, so Naya Rivera passed away last week. I think you were gone, Jennifer.
I actually left the day she disappeared overnight. Yeah. And I was actually in that same area where the searchers were. Yep. It was kind of weird and eerie, actually, to drive by. And there was a lot of traffic going up and down there because I think there were a lot of looky-loos, a lot of officials who were trying to search for her. I even saw a warning where some of her fans were trying to sneak into the lake to try to help with the search. Mm. I guess they didn't have faith in the people who were looking for her, and they were warning them because it can be kind of treacherous out there, and it was very, very hot. So they're telling them not to do that, but it was weird. It was weird to be that close.
And when you look at the aerial pictures of that lake, it's huge. I had no idea how big that lake is.
60 feet deep, too, in some areas.
Yeah, and the area where they found her body floating is, I guess it was between 35 and 60 feet deep. And so she was on this pontoon boat, and Jen and I were just saying behind the scenes here, we kind of both just don't understand why she would go out and rent this boat by herself with this 4-year-old son. It seems like a weird activity. If you're just alone with your kid, like, why wouldn't you bring, you know, a friend?
I wouldn't go out by myself.
A sister or her brother, even.
Yeah, like, kind of a peaceful. Isn't it kind of a peaceful lake, though? It's just
I don't even think a seasoned boater should take a child without another adult.
Yeah.
I don't think a seasoned boater should really go without another adult either. I don't know. I feel like you're kind of asking for trouble, especially if you decide that you're going to swim. Because what a lot of people don't realize about that lake, there are actually trees growing up from the bottom, and there are a lot of trees that have fallen in different, you know, situations where wind has blown them in, they've fallen over. And so it's kind of a dirty lake to begin with, and people who would know that would probably not jump in it and swim around, but people do and get caught up in trees and branches.
Apparently, she and her son were both in the water, and they got into a sticky situation, and she got her son back onto the boat, but she couldn't save herself.
She didn't have a life jacket on. So the little boy did, and he said that his mom pushed him back onto the boat, hoisted him up, and then he turned around, and she had slipped under the water, and that was the last he saw of her. He's only 4 as well, so he fell asleep, and he was sleeping on the boat when they found him. So it's just, Jen said that there's a theory that the boat, because they said the winds were pretty strong that day, and so that the boat could have slammed into her, because those pontoon boats, you can't anchor them, mm-hmm. and so they just kind of float wherever.
And
they're
aluminum metal, hard
so
hard
if
surface.
That makes sense, that maybe the boat slammed into her as she was trying to put her son back on the boat, maybe hit her in the head, she slipped under, and that was it. But it's very sad. Her family was, before they found her body, her mom and her dad and her brother, who actually plays for the Raiders, and her ex-husband, they were all there. And just to see the images of them, you know, her mom was down on her hands and knees crying. It was very, very sad to see the whole scene.
And
they had over 100 people looking for her, too.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Well, there's, let's see, one other person in the news, I suppose, spend a moment or two not too long on Ghislaine, however you pronounce her name. Yeah, her too.
Oh, this one. Yeah.
I got her wrapping her cell phone in tinfoil.
Yeah, right.
Actually,
her brother, when they found her. When they found her in the house in New Hampshire, because they had been tracking her from across like six states, and when they found her, she had armed bodyguards that her brother had hired for her. Because, you know, she comes from a lot of money in the UK. She comes from a very wealthy family. She's been hiding all of her assets. When the cops, the FBI, when they showed up and she looked out the window, they saw her running into another room in the house to try to barricade herself in. And so eventually they, you know, found her in one of the rooms. But She knows where all the bodies are buried. She has the video files of everything that Jeffrey Epstein ever taped, which he admitted that he taped everybody who was in his house. So can you imagine the long, long list of very, very famous wealthy men who are just shaking right now for what she's going to say?
Somebody confirmed that she does have tape of Prince Andrew. I'm sure she has all of them,
but I saw an article confirming
that Prince Andrew is on there and not doing anything innocent that could be explained away.
Yeah.
I thought they said that she's up for, she could get bail, but I guess the law officers that arrested her said that she was so good at evading police that they were hopeful that she wouldn't, because once she gets out, they would expect that she'd flee again.
Oh, yeah.
She's a lot of money. She'd get on a private plane and disappear.
Yep.
Adios. See you later. Mm-hmm. In sports, LeBron James says he's not going to include any social justice messages on his jerseys when the season resumes. They're going to start playing basketball at the end of the month. If you didn't hear that, the sports gets back into action. The NBA's restart program has the league allowing players to choose from a list of social justice movements to highlight on their jerseys. The agreement with the Players Association after the obvious protests that have developed, and LeBron has been an advocate for a lot of different causes through his career, launching a group that was focused on getting out the vote among his relatives, friends, people that live in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. He's done a lot there. He's supported schools. He's remade that town, frankly. He said, quote, "I commend anybody that decides to put something on the back of their jersey. Just something that didn't seriously resonate with my mission, my goal. I don't need to have something on my back for people who understand my mission or to know what I'm all about." So anyway, some of the players, 285 of them, have chosen some kind of movement to highlight on their jerseys. So there's that. Today is Bastille Day. More than 200 years ago, the French toppled their long-standing monarchy, symbolized by the storming of the fortress in the city of Paris. The Bastille is a political prison, and so now it's an international celebration of freedom from tyranny. They don't celebrate it in China. Nearly a dozen countries around the world are organizing events, however, to commemorate the day, commonly known as La Fête Nationale, or a national celebration. The English-speaking world has taken to calling it Bastille Day to honor the movement, the French revolutionaries charging into the Bastille, which was a major point in the French Revolution. First celebration of this goes back to July 14, 1790, a year after the Bastille fell. So there's that. Jennifer, one TV show that's great tonight.
America's Got Talent tonight, brand new on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock.
10 before the hour on the DJV show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Into Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan with me on the Google front. Mm-hmm. You're going to give scholarships. Is that what I'm understanding
yes.
here? What are they doing? How are they doing that?
For online certification, yep, they've announced a new initiative to help U.S. workers get qualifications in high-paying, high-growth job fields like data analytics, project management, and user experience design.
Are there shortages? Are these people looking for qualified people? They can't find them? Is that it?
Well, I don't know. I know that these are jobs that are, you know, like they said, high paying, high growth
yeah.
job fields. So these are emerging
going
fields.
Unfilled, you would think.
Yep. And so they're going to fund 100,000 online certification scholarships as part of this initiative. And they said, which I totally agree with on this one, Google says college degrees are out of reach for many Americans, and you shouldn't need a college diploma to have economic security. And so these are. They said we need new accessible job training solutions, from enhanced vocational programs to online education, to help America recover and rebuild. I could not agree with that more. The certifications don't require a college degree or prior experience in whatever field. So if you have a skill set and you're worried, like, well, I have to, you know, go back and finish college or start college. In many cases, you don't have to. You can actually go right to these programs, and they will give you all the training and the certification that you need. Need to then go out and apply for jobs at many companies that are expanding in those fields. And so the online certification classes are taught by Google employees, with a course taking about 6 months to complete, and it's considered equivalent to a four-year college degree. So you get a four-year college degree of experience in 6 months. And so Google's also committing $10 million in job training grants to communities across the U.S., including nonprofits like the YWCA, NPower, and JFF, among many other organizations that they're working with. And so all of those the YWCA has partnered with Google to provide job skills for women, veterans, and underrepresented groups. I think this is probably the absolute best thing that Google has ever
done.
How
do people who are listening apply?
You can literally go, it's right on, if you
homepage.
You can Google, yeah, you literally Google,
Google,
and the online certification, and it'll pop up on how to apply for these programs and grants. But I think this is absolutely the most common sense thing that a major corporation has done in a long time.
Mm. Well, it's good, and happy to have the ability to pass that along, help folks out. 12-year-old inventor has a device to help you with your hot car seats and what happens when people are on those seats. Here we go.
The Geek Out. Since we're smack dab in the middle of a hot summer, it's also that time we worry about seeing those terrible headlines about an infant left behind in a hot car. It happens every year, and we all wonder how it could be prevented. Amazingly, a 12-year-old from North Carolina, Lydia Denton, was named recently the winner of a student invention contest, and her invention is the Beat the Heat car seat. It's a device that is placed in a baby seat that has sensors to both detect the presence of the baby while monitoring the temp inside the vehicle. Lydia's device can both call the owner of the car cell to alert them, and if they don't reset it, it can call 911 and provide the location of the vehicle. We've tweeted the details over at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
Okay, next up on Tech Talk is a little direction helping you if you're one of the people that have iPhone battery problems, and that pretty much is everybody. One of the things that I wonder here is whether the batteries and or the phones are all these materials made in China.
Well, components of the iPhone are, yeah. They're made in different places, but depending on which part of the phone. Like the chipsets are usually made in China. The batteries can sometimes be made in Israel. It just depends, really. It's kind of like a car, you know. These parts are all made around the world.
Yeah. So what's going on here?
So BatteryGate was, if you had an iPhone 6 through an iPhone, I think it was a 7 Plus, if you had any one of those phones, then you were subjected to BatteryGate. And what that meant was, and this is before 2017, so what that meant was essentially the batteries were being purposefully slowed down so that you would be forced to buy a new phone. If you just got too annoyed with your phone and you couldn't handle it anymore, you would go and buy a new phone.
I did.
So Apple agreed to pay a maximum of $500 million in a settlement. This essentially means if you had one of these devices, you're eligible for $25. Big deal. But if you do want to go to the Apple site, you can, and you can find out information on how to stake your claim for $25.
All right. At apple.com, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.